We think it actually will assist in opening up the market, and it will assist consumers making the right choices, the proper choices for them, while maintaining safety levels through dosage controls. And that's really the direction we're looking at. And really the outcomes will be a better informed consuming public, restrictions on the illegal trade in CBD, which has flourished in the existing regulatory structure, and will stimulate an expansion of the market, which in turn will be an important part of our industry's goal of our 7 times increase in size from 2017, 138,000 acres, 2018, 80,000 acres, up to 450,000 acres, and $140 million in total industry sales, increasing that to $1 billion in total industry sales. We are absolutely confident that one, supply is coming online, in part because of the Canadian hemp crop starting to pay more attention to delivering product to licensed cannabis processors in volume and quantity to allow a significant increase in overall CBD supply over the next 2 years. And with that significant increase in CBD supply, it'll be well timed to broaden the basis or location of where those products can be sold. And with open retail being a possibility, it also will encourage increased capital expenditure in the hemp extraction, business as well. Much more hemp will be biomass will be purchased for extraction to allow for the sale of cannabinoids.